Well, those who can, do. Those who can't, teach. And those who can't teach, teach P.E. The writer of that joke is the subject of a PBS documentary tonight. It's Woody Allen. TV Guide entertainment editor Matt Rouse joins us. What are you going to see?
Yeah, well, American Masters has always been one of my favorite series on PBS. They've done such a great job over like 25 years of profiling some of the great artistic people of our time, and this is certainly an overdue one. The guy who's behind this, the producer of this, is Robert Weed, who is known for doing Curb Your Enthusiasm. And he can't curb his enthusiasm over this particular project. It goes over two nights. Of course, Woody's career is so sprawling and so diverse. The first night is particularly fun tonight, where you see his early roots writing jokes, such as you said. He used to write for radio and TV types. He wrote for the Sid Caesar Show quite famously. Then he went on to be his own star in stand-up and became quite a sensation. And then moved into movies, where he realized that the only way to really be satisfied was to write and direct his own work, because putting it in anybody else's hands was just not going to be done. And it takes us through, you know, the glory days of Annie Hall in Manhattan. Second night gets a little bit murkier, because you've got the scandal with Mia Farrow, who notably is one of the few people not talking on camera about Woody, quite understandably. But when it comes down to that part, he still acts kind of puzzled why anybody would actually care. And then he really saves most of his regrets for his art, because he says quite frankly and candidly that he wishes that he had not been born a clown, because tragedy is more his suit. But it's a really interesting look at the process as well, the way that he makes the movies, the fact that he never loses. He has a bed full of ideas on these scraps of paper. It's a very intimate and interesting profile. So whatever you think of him these days, it's quite a career.
That sounds interesting. Hey, by the way, so does this, a very gaga Thanksgiving. What's this all about?
Thanksgiving. I don't know if this is going to become a tradition or not. I kind of doubt it. But ABC is turning over 90 minutes of Turkey Night on Thursday night to Lady Gaga. It's going to be another bit by Katie Couric, who's becoming a bit more high profile at ABC. She did the Regis salute last week in primetime. Now she's doing a sit down with Lady Gaga. There's going to be like eight songs or more, including a new version of White Christmas. So it's going to have a little bit of a holiday thing. But I have no idea what the heck Gaga is going to be wearing. But I love the idea of the family gathering after their meal to the TV, and what's on tonight? Not It's a Wonderful Life, It's a Wonderful Gaga. I don't think my mother would be quite pleased by that, but it is, she definitely is a pop icon, and it is a very different kind of thing to have on Thanksgiving night, and we'll see how it goes.
Maybe the meat dress will be made of turkey this year.
Anything is possible with Lady Gaga.
All right, thanks. Matt Rouse, TV Guide. Thanks for coming by.